The basic idea of the Forest Service's Wood Innovations Grant Program is to help research and development projects to create
new uses of wood products.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack holding up a cube before a group in Washington this past week, a sample of a new commercial product called cross-laminated timber, which his department helped to develop.
You'll now begin to see in cities across the United States multiple-story buildings built solely from wood.
Wood that normally could not be used for such things.
You can take the diseased wood in the western part of the United States and you can produce this product. It's an amazing new opportunity.
The Agriculture Department's just announced it's putting $8.5 million along with about an equal amount from other non-federal partners to pay for 42 new projects to expand wood product and energy markets. Vilsack says eventually
it's going to change the face and appearance of landscapes across the United States. And it's going to allow our wood industry, our timber industry, to reclaim some of the lost opportunities we've seen over the past. It's going to create jobs in rural areas.
And could help reduce dead timber in forests, also then reducing the wildfire threat. A new super strong, durable building product that can be made from dead and diseased timber is beginning to be used to construct houses and multi-story commercial buildings.
Storing that carbon and not allowing it to be burnt in a forest fire.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says his department helped develop the process to make this cross-laminated timber.
And I think if you talk to architects and builders right now, there is just an incredible amount of excitement. You know, this is the new thing in their industry.
Tim Punk is Senior Vice President with Weyerhaeuser, an international forest products company, and he says this and other new wood products can help keep forest owners from having to convert that land to something else. Plus, he says building with wood uses less energy, produces less greenhouse emissions.
26% less greenhouse gas emissions than steel, 31% less greenhouse gas emissions than concrete. Second, when you build with wood, as the Secretary mentioned, you store that carbon for the life of the building. And you continue that opportunity for the forest land to stay as forest land because you're creating markets for that wood.
Markets would also include converting bushes and other woody biomass into fuels. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.